Okay, I'm going to pick it up at the bottom a little bit over here. Okay, let's go. Amma, we had on Vav Omer Aleph when we had the Brice that listed the four Rishuyas for Shabbos. So when listed at Carmelis, it gave four examples. It said Avil Yam, a sea, an ocean, Bika, open valley, Istavonis is it's where the people sit with their little booths where they sell. Veha Carmelis. So I mean, it's a funny thing because all those things are Carmelis. It's like we don't know exactly what do you mean by Carmelis. These are Carmelis. That's the way it is. Omama. Avil Yam ubik of Istavonis veha Carmelis Einon Lorish Yokovsharab, right? That's how we said. You've been keeping up? You've been.
I haven't because I.
Okay, whatever. Right, okay, no problem. So, I mean, Carmelis is like a. It's a non rishus. It's not rishus ayochid. It's not rishus arab. The midah rice, it's really nothing. It's really a mokum patur. I mean, the rice of Carmelis doesn't exist. You can go anywhere. But midah bonon, they made it for its own rishus. So, it has all the chumras, really. You can't carry in it. It's like sarab. On the other hand, you can't go from it to Rishus HaYochid or from it to Rishus HaRab. Okay. Ein alokus amalik sayochid. Okay. So what do we say? Let's get on my Avayam, big of his devon as it comes, ein alokus amalik sayochid. Ubiko. Ubiko. Ein alokus shus hayochid, alokus shus harab. Biko is it's a good word for biko. It's an open place where different fields, a valley, I don't know that, what the word for it is exactly. What?
No, it's
yeah. We have a Mishnah in Tyrus. Look what it says there. Habika b'moys hachamo during the summer season. So there's nothing planted there. Is Rishus Hayochid l'Shabbos, Rishus Harabim l'Tumo. It's Rishus Hayochid as far as Shabbos is concerned. As far as Tumo, it's Rishus Harab. Now Tumo is a different world because Tumo, we learn from Soita that Sofik Tumo is Tomei Bishus HaYochid. Now, there Bishus HaYochid means a private place where she could be alone with the man. So, Lamar, this is Bismedrish. I mean, this Bismedrish is Bishus HaYochid as far as Shabbos. It's not Bishus HaYochid as far as Tumu. It's a public place. So, Bika, the same thing. During the non-raising season, it's Shayochid Shabbos, but for Tumu, it's called Bishus HaRabba because people go there. You can't call it a private place. V'meisak Shomim, during the rainy season, then it's planted. Then nobody walks there. So then it's Rishus HaYochid, look, it's for both. Good. We're not concerned with Tumah. We're concerned with Shabbos. What does it say there? That a Biko, any season of the year, is a Rishus HaYochid as far as Shabbos is concerned. You just told me that Biko is an example of that neutral Rishus, not Shabbos. It says it's HaYochid. Pretty obvious problem. Omar Ulo, Liyolam, it's a usage, a word. Liyolam Carmel is Habi. We don't mean to call it there. We don't mean to say it has the din of Rishus HaYochid. In contrast to the fact that it's Rishus HaRabim for Tumo, they called it Rishus HaYochid for Shabbos, but really it's not. Really, it's Carmelis. It's a doichak, we'll see. I mean, it's pushing the lashon a bit. Rav Ashi Omar, a different Teretz. That Biko over there in the Mishnah and Tyrus is not the Biko we're speaking of here. We're speaking here of a Biko. A standard bikkur is just an open valley. It has no walls around. What's the word for a bikkur in English? Yeah. Valley. Right. That bikkur over there has walls around it. That's a different story already. Once something has walls around it, it's a shayoch. Kigon de Islam mechitzis. It has walls around it. Okay, so now, let's go slow over here for a second. If it has walls around it, so then it's a standard Rishus HaYochid. What is the Mishnah Tyrus telling me? Very nice. This room is a Rishus HaYochid. I don't need a Mishnah Tyrus for that. Something has walls around it. It's a Rishus HaYochid. It's not a standard Rishus HaYochid. V'chiyodo Amar Ulo Om Rabbi Yochanan. This is a very interesting din over here. It's a Gemara in Erevin. We call it Karpef. It makes a lot of trouble today when they make Erevin in the cities. A Karpef, I don't have a good English word for that. You have any Gemara? Do you have any good English word for Karpef? Karpef is a big... What do you call it? No, it's...
They
leave carpet. A park, there's a carpet. It's an interesting thing. It's a big... What?
Inhabited, uninhabitable.
Yeah, but it's open space. It's walled in. But it's not for deer. It's like a park. Mm-hmm. Today, a park. The park in Lakewood is a big ASIC. That park over there on... when you go down 88, there's a big ASIC. It's a carpet.
you can walk through, it's not a carpet.
No, no. You can walk through a carpet. Point
is, a gedikin,
no, that's a different thing. That's a different thing. Carpet is just a big space. A gina garden with a wall around it. That's not meant for living. Now, they made an interesting drabbon. The truth.
Warrant.
What? Who?
Has to have a wall around it?
Of course. Or Sayochi. Carpet has a wall around it.
Carpet any forest is carpet.
It has to have machitzas. The problem always is because they call it a carpet because it's in the machitzas that they make. They put it in the Eruv, so in the Mechitz. If it's open, it's open. So it's not my Carmel. Anyway, now, whatever they did, like Middle Rice, let's get facts. Middle Rice, so let's say you have a Rishus HaYoch, you put walls, real walls, forget this, real walls. You build real walls around the city, around a massive, the wall of China. It encompasses a massive area over there. That's Rishus HaYoch. You see, we have to change your mentality. You think we should say, you're in my house. You could have a shiur of 10,000 square miles, theoretically, as long as it's walled in. Now, they came with a drabonon. If it's yoisemi base sosayim, if it's bigger than base sosayim, which is 50 by 100 amas, 5,000 square amas, and it's not hukaf ledira, it wasn't walled in for dira purposes, for living. I mean, like a park. A park is not for living, it's a gina, it's for planting. A park is for whatever it is. You know, that becomes a problem when you have the park and there's a house that somebody lives in, the garden keeper. That becomes problems in Erevin. But if it's not, you know, if it's made for dira, it's my backyard where I have my barbecue. I don't care, it has a fence around, I don't care how big it is, that's what you say. But if it's not for dira, I have a garden in the back of my house, a fancy garden. It's very big, I walled it in, I want to put it in. And it's bigger than 50 by 100 amas. 5,000 square amas. So that's called loy hukaf ledira. So midor rice, it's a shayoch. But midabonon, they said you can't carry it. Because it doesn't look shayochedik, you know, it's very big, and nobody lives there. Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about over there. That, when he says big, it doesn't mean a big, the way we understand it, a valley. He means a karpa, which has walls around it. It wasn't, hukaf, what's the word for hukaf? It wasn't in wall, it wasn't encircled. It was the wall wasn't made ledira. But here you have to be careful. So what is its din really? In a way, it's a carmelis because you can't carry there. On the other hand, midoraisa, it's a rishus hayokit. In a standard carmelis, if you'll take something from a rishus rabbim to a carmelis, you put hey chayiv because really it's rishus hayokit. That's what the Mishnah is calling it rishus hayokit. It's telling me that the afilu kurayim is tremendous amounts. So you can't carry it. We treat it like a carmelis, but hazorik l'soichoy chayiv, because really it's a rishus hayochid. My taima machitza he. There is a machitza there. It is a rishus hayochid. So why can't you carry it? Elishim chuser is the urine. Okay, bekitzur, we have two terutzim. Again, we have a brisa vayos. Bika is one of the classic examples of carmelis. Here we have a mission in Tyrus that says bika is a rishus hayochid. The first terutz was ula. When it says Rishayochid, it doesn't mean Rishayochid. It means it's not a Rishas Harab. Rav Ashi, that's not talking about you stand the bika over there. That's talking a bika with a wall around it, which is a karpe, if you can't carry it, but it is Rishas Hayochid, midorais. Okay. Bishlam Rav Ashi, Loyomak Yedu Ula, I understand. Rav Ashi didn't say Ula's Teres, because Ula's Teres is a Gvaldik Doichak. It says Rishas Hayochid, and he's claiming it really means Carmelis. But Ula, why didn't Ula say the teretz of Rav Ashi? Ula is the one who said the din of Karpev. It's a setup for him. I mean, all Rav Ashi said was, I'm using Ula to fix this vision. Why didn't Ula himself use it? El Ula, my time, Elomek Yishmaitse. Oma loch, exactly that. Ida islo mechitzes, bika kori lo, Karpevi. If it has walls, you'd never call it a bika. Bika is a valley. It has no walls. You're telling me it has walls, he would never call such a place a bika. Rav Ashi on the other hand, Shayochit Tani. You think that's bad. What you're doing is even worse. You're telling me that the Tani is saying Shayochit when it's really a Carmelis. Either way, you got a problem over here in the Lashoinus. You know what I mean? Okay, there's no machloikis, there's no difference. It's a question of technically what the Mishnah meant to say. Everybody agrees the facts are all the same. It's a question of what his use, his choice of language was. Okay, let me get it. Now, we said, backtracking what I said before, I skipped a piece of Gemara. The Gemara, the Brisa gave four examples of Carmelis. Yam. Biko, Istivonis, and Carmelis. Now that's a strange thing. I mean, they're all Carmelises. Obviously, what is Carmelis coming to tell me? What's new there? Yam, Biko, Carmelis is a yam, a big inis tavonis, and a carmelis. What is that supposed to mean? That carmelis. What to kula namilav carmelis and all the things you list, yam, big, and it's tavonis. It's carmelis. Obviously, he's coming to tell me one more thing that's included in carmelis. Ki yosar rabdimi om rabbi yechon lo nitzucho el lekeren zovis hasmuch l'sharabim. A corner near the Rishus HaRabim. Okay, it's hard to picture this for us today, but in those days, if things weren't straight, people didn't walk. You know, people walked a straight line once upon a time. We forgot all about that, you know. It was as if I crumped, you know what I mean? You know, people walked when it was straight. So, Kayak Dovis either means the guy built a house in a corner, like something like that. So, the area right in front of his house is not easily accessible to traffic. Or he built his house along the sidewalk, but instead of building it like a normal human being like this, you see some people, they built their lot line and pulled it that way. So this little area over here is a funny area. On one hand, it's in the street. On the other hand, who's going to walk over here? You're going to go into the guy's house. Generally, traffic's going to go like this. Here's your street, right? Now, most of your houses are lined up right here. This guy decides to make his house on an angle like this. How many people are going to walk over here? So is that Rosh Hashanah? What is that? That's what Karen Zovis is. It is in the Rosh Hashanah, but people don't walk there. It is a caramelist. I forgot the zim in the dach gebe rabbe vaili. Ain't no chanami. If it's, you know what I mean? If it's 4 o'clock and people are leaving in Times Square and it's busy, people will go there. There's nowhere to walk. But in a normal situation, people are not going over there. Hi, lili gavo. Kimid lo nichotash mishte. It's not an easy way to walk. That's not the normal way to go. It's ki caramelist dom. It says the caramelist. Okay. Ki yosef dimi rabbi yechanon. Beino amudim nidin ki caramelist. Okay, ben amudim means they in the marketplace, whatever, they had amudim, like pillars, that's what you call them, where the merchants would have this stuff, and they would, there'd be an amud here, they would hang their wares, let's say, on it. Next to it would be an itzdabor, like a little chair, where the guy would sit, the peddler would sit. So, ben hu amudim, in other words,
who?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be in Rome, whatever it is. That's how the markets were in those days. So now you're in a street. I want you in a street, but your traffic is not going to go straight in those Bein Amudim because they're not exactly parallel. You know, your traffic that cuts through the Bein Amudim is definitely going to be a decreased amount of traffic. So he claims that in Kikarmelis, my time, I've got the Darsi Barabim. People do walk there. Kavendolim Stagalu Behedya Kikarmelis. They don't go through Lahedya open because, again, if they were lined up like this, then the Bein Hamudim, the street, would still be a street. Your traffic would go straight through. But they're not exactly Zeh Keneged Zeh, right? So your flow of traffic will not so easily go. You know, you're going to have to walk like this. If you're going to go to the other side, they're not going to go through there. So he claims Bein Hamudim is a car.
Is that the stove?
What?
Is that the stove?
It's the oneness. It's the oneness. Yeah, it's the oneness before. It's the oneness in front of a store. Yeah, where the guy sits in front of a store. It's not. It's a little similar, but it's not exactly the same thing. It would come the next thing. It's the bolish v'sneu amudim nin kekarmelis. The place where the guy sits in front of the amudim, that's zichu going to be a karmelis because there people zichu not walking because he's sitting there. Bein Hamudim, not so clear to him. Lamando Omer Bein Hamudim, Koshkin Itztabo. If Bein Hamudim is a caramelist, certainly Itztabo is a caramelist. Lamando Omer Itztabo, Itztabo, Lo Nichla Tashmish, it's hard to walk there. Avo Bein Hamudim, the Nichla Tashmish, you can't walk through this, that's a terrible law. Lishnachrino, Avo Bein Hamudim, the Zimn, the Das, the Rabbin, the Rabbin, Damya. Basically, make the same thing. You call Nichla Tashmish Day, or Das, the Rabbin. But if you have a machloikis here, whether the Bein Hamudim, is a caramelist or sarab? So, like the shaitz, I think the Ram paskins Bein Hamudim sarab. We paskin it's a caramelist. Like today we came out don't have these things. Amar Rabbi Bishilam Abchizda, interesting case. A levena skufa b'shus sarab. You have a brick. It's sitting in the rishus sarab. Okay, so Rashi says it's a standard brick. Is we had in Bobas is 3x3, but the brick is sitting this way. Is it laying in the street? So it's 3x3. How tall it is, that would be the thickness of the brick. Rashi says it's not clear. Some bricks are this way, some bricks are that way. So the Gemara says it like this: the Zorak v'toch b'foneo, he threw something, and it stuck. Yeah. Look, he kind of breaks it like this. The guy throws something shuram dalavamis, and it sticks onto the side, like it's not on top, to the side. Let's say dvei l'shmeining, I'm going to say a gooey date. So it sticks, but okay. So now what happened here? Zorak v'toch b'foneo chayiv al gabo pot. If it was over here, then you chayiv. If it landed on top of the what do you call it? Then you pot. Okay. Now let's see what's going on over here. 1 second. Abai v'rov v'damrit havayu v'hu shegovoya shloisha d'lodar s'lorabim. Because once again, if this brick would be less than 3 off the ground, then basically it's the ground. We don't deal with it. It's bottled to the ground. So whether you're landing on top of the brick, you're landing on the side of the brick, it doesn't make a difference. You're landing in the Rishus Harab. But since the brick is 3 off the ground, and people don't walk on it, Lodarsivaram, so it's not the street anymore, now it's up off the ground. It's basically a place by itself. So it's either going to be a carmelis. What is it? Now, this we discussed today. It's something, and we're not talking about 10 talk, we're talking between 3 and 10 somewhere. Up off the ground, in the middle of a street, you got something more than 3, less than 10. So we spoke about it. It's either carmelis, depending how big its surface is. If it's 4x4, it's a carmelis. If it's not 4x4, it's a mokum p'tur. Either way, you're potter. And it's, you're standing in a saram, you're throwing dalet am saram, right? You need an akir in saram and an anoch in the saram. So if you land on top of that brick, right, if it's above 3, you've either landed in a carmelis or you landed in a mokum p'tur. So you can't be chayt. That's why if it lands on top of the brick, you're potter. Okay? That's reasonable. It's like the fire hydrant I told you about the other day. It's basically a fire hydrant. So in 3 and 10, here it even has 4. I don't care if it's muta. I'm not worried about the muta here. It's potter either way. Now, but when it lands on the side, that's an interesting thing. It's landing on the side, sticking over here. So there, Rashi's mazbir, that's a very important point, that when we say that between 3 and 10, right, if it doesn't have a 4x4 space, it's a mokum p'tur, or it's a carmel, so it has a 4 space. That's only what Rashi calls a mokum mesuyim, meaning you're on a surface of some sort, the top of the brick. It has some sort of a tashmish. Then it's its own thing, because it's up 3 off the ground, and it's a surface. It has some sort of a tashmish. It's not a dasi barabim, because people don't trample it. But it has some sort of a tashmish. So then we say it cuts its own thing. It's its own thing. Either mokum p'tur or carmelis. But you need a mokum mesuyim. When you're on the side of something, you're not on anything, really. You can think about it. You're really in the air of the Rishus HaRabim at that point. You're in the Avi Rishus HaRabim. That's not called a separate place. It's not a place. The side of something is not a place. You're in the Rishus HaRabim. So when it hits the side, that's Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaRabim. So then you chayiv. Okay? Now, we'll come back to this. There's a particular problem there. Let's just finish up a second. So we said, it's Hu Goshavagor Shloisha. Because once the brick is 3 off the ground, then it's not bottled to the street because Ladar's the ramp. You don't walk on it. Aval Hizmi Vihigi, it's thorns of some sort. Afal Gav Delogvi Shloisha. They, even if they're not 3 off the ground, they become mokum p'tur by themselves because people don't walk on them. It's one of those, people do walk on it with the shoes. If you don't have shoes, you're not going to walk on it. But if you have good shoes, people will walk right through the street even though there are some thorns there. So it has the regular din. If it's less than 3, we look at it like the street. To cut its own mokum, it has to be more than 3. Aval tsoyo loy. If there's a tzoy in the middle street, people are not going to walk on it. So therefore, it's low darcy. So even if it's not 3, it has its own mokum. Which is at the end of the day how we come out, no matter what it is. If it's in the street and it's less than gimel, it's the street. You don't have to worry about it. I mean, it depends how you come and I worry or not worry. But it's not, you don't look at it as a separate zach. To make it its own place has to be three off the ground. Bekitzer, you have this thing in the street. Let's go back to a brick. It's the simplest thing. You have a brick sitting like this. It's 3.5 off the ground. You throw something from Rishus HaRabim onto the top of it. You potter. Because once it's off three to ground, it's its own place. Or it's a makom patur, or it's a karmels. But if you hit the side and it sticks, the side is not its own place. It's not a mokke. It's not a tashmish mesuyim. Rashi calls it. It's the air. Basically, it's the air of Rishus HaRabim. It's not on a surface. So it's in the air of Rishus HaRabim. Then you chayiv. Why? Because you had an akir Rishus HaRabim and a hanoch in the Rishus HaRabim.
It's a.
No more, less than three for sure, even more than three. Less than three for sure, even more than three. Don't more than three. More than three. If you hit on top, you're partly. The side is always called until 10. No, if I say it's until 10, we'll get that. 10 is over. Because Hashem only goes till 10. What you really did here, you did an interesting trick here. Where you really landed was in the Avir Rishus HaRam. That's what you did here. See, when you land on this, that's not called Avir Rishus HaRam. Because since it's off three in its own place, it's its own thing. When you're on the side, you're not on the brick. You're sort of attached to the brick. You're in the Avir Rishus HaRam. So therefore, you're in Rishus HaRam. The problem here is...
Why is that different than Itztavah?
What does it have to do with Itztavah?
Anything that's in Rishus HaRam.
No, that's on the surface, on top of it. On the side, it's a little bit the same thing. It's on top. Here's the chair on top. The side is the same thing. No difference. The question is, where's your hanoch al mokim dalet al dalet? That's the question. We learned you need a hanoch al mokim dalet al dalet. Where's that? You're hitting on the side over here. Is Tosis abim achloik? Is it Tosis says, Einoch enami? This surface, this side surface has to be 4x4. We look at it, you sort of look at it like this. If it hits this, we treat this as the surface. We look at it like it's on it, and it's called, it's noch on a mokim dalet al dalet. But Einoch enami, this side surface has to be 4x4. That's what Tosis learns. Not everybody agrees, but that's what Tosis learns here. Okay. Kios Rav Dimi Rav Yechon, in Karmelis Pchus Me'arbo. This we spoke about a few times. Karmelis has to be 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim. Less than that's not a karmel. It's going to be a tour. It doesn't become... Nothing becomes anything till it's 4x4, basically. To become a reshus, it has to be 4x4.
That's not before all those mats.
What?
Before having held?
I'm sorry?
Before was the case, so it didn't have to be 4x4.
No, Carmel's is 4x4. We never said different. We never commented on it, but that we always knew. Carmel's has to be, if it's not 4x4, it's a mokum tour. That's what a mokum tour is. I mean, a mokum tour basically is a Carmel's, it's not 4x4. Now. What? How do you have what? Who said it's a karmelus? Who said it's a mokum tour? We said you potter. That's all. Either way, there it's irrelevant. It's karmelus. We're just saying you potter. It's not the shorab. Oh, vom reb sheishes. This is an interesting thing. So we said karmelus has to be 4x4. Vom reb sheishes v'tofeses arasora. That's an interesting lashon. It grabs till 10. What does that mean? It was not clear what it means. May v'tofeses arasora, meaning a karmelus grabs. However you want to say that word. Till 10, that much the Carmelis has. What does that mean? It is more misunderstood at first. The Gemara said, Ilemo, the Ike Mechitza Asoro, who the Havi Carmelis, Ilolo Havi Carmelis. I'm going like Tosis. Rashi Pshat a very difficult here. Tosis learns like this. The Gemara thought at first that a Carmelis has to be a place that can have airspace of 10. That's what I thought it meant. The tofeses ad asora. In other words, you have airspace of 10. A biko. A biko. What's a karmelis? Yam. Biko. You got plenty of airspace over there. But let's say you have, Tosis says, this is what's hava mina. But you need airspace. This is what I thought. Karmelis needs airspace. Just like we're saying, if it's very small in perimeter, whatever you call that. 4x4, it's not a karmelis. So maybe if it's very low, it's also not a karmelis. Let's say you had a bikur. You have a big valley. And you put four poles in the corners. And you put a roof on top at a height of 8 tvachim. Now, what is that? If we understand that's a bigger. Hashem is a bigger. It's not mechitz. It's nothing changed. You put roof on it. Yes. At this point, the have. I mean, that would not be a caramelist. Because you don't have airspace of 10. That's what I thought. You need airspace of 10 to make a caramelist. Says the Gemara, that can't be. It's a very famous case here. You have a house, a small little house. The walls, when you're in the house, the walls are, let's say, 9 tefachim on the inside. But, don't forget, you have a roof over there. The roof is 6 tefach. So on the outside, your wall is 10. It's a house. The walls are 9 tefachim, but kiruyo, the ceiling, mashlima le'asora. If you measure on the outside, it's 10 tefachim. If you measure on the inside, it's 9 tefachim. What's the din of that house? The most interesting arrangement. The top of the house, the gag, is a Rosh Hashayochid. Because that's one of the cases we had of Rosh Hashayochid. An omud that's 10 by 4 is a Rosh Hashayochid. The surface is a Rosh Hashayochid. You have good, the way Rashi learns, you have good asik. Once you have 10 on the side, the walls shoot up. So the surface is looked at as it's surrounded by four walls. So the roof of that house is a Rosh Hashayochid. What? What's that about the Mali? First of all, we don't know Kesef Mandamali. We don't know Kesef Mandamali.
It's like a filled up house. Why isn't that like a real filled up house?
What's a Mandamali? He holds every house as Kesef Mandamali. That has nothing to do with this. Hold on, let's just hold on one second. Hold on, please. Now, what's the inside of the house? On the inside of the house, when you're in the house, you don't have Mechitzis Yud. There's no 10 Tefachim Mechitzis over there. So what's the din of that house? So let's see. Is al gago mutal taltil bekulo besoichem taltil mula dalaramas. The inside is a caramelist. It's like anything else. What if you have an area surrounded by walls of nine tefachim? It's not a shayoch. It's not a sharam. It's a caramelist. Now, that's a portion. If you think about it, I mean, a machitz has to be 10 tefachim, right? Let's say you have a place that's surrounded by walls of nine tefachim. It's a caramelist. That's what it is. What is it? It's not a shayoch. It's not a sharam either. You can't get in there. It's got four walls. You can't make a sharam. What? Of course not. It's a big place. It's a big place. You have a house. You have a place. You wall it in with walls that are too short. It's a caramelist. Very good. But whatever it is, what does it say here? The inside of that house is caramelist. What's the airspace of that house? 9 tefachim. You just told me a caramelist has to have an airspace of 10 tefachim. You're obviously wrong. That can't be. That's what he's saying. So he said, ain't it the first elad yud? So you thought it meant that a caramelist has to have a place. Has to be a place of airspace 10 tefachim. That's not true. Because I just showed you caramels that airspace of 9 tefachim. It's got a, basically, you're telling me if you have a room that has four walls, 9 tefachim all, with a ceiling, that's a caramelist. Mm-hmm. So you see a caramelist doesn't, there's no requirement of airspace in a caramelist. Elamaiva tefes is ad yud, what does it mean? The ad yud udav yud caramelist. That's what it means. It only goes till yud. Just like we said, Rishus HaRabim only goes till yud, that's a very important difference. Shayochet is all ad l'rakia. When I have four walls, that Shayoch goes up to Shamayim. As high as you go, you're in Shayoch. Sharam, that's not true. In Sharam, above 10 Tvachim, you're in a Mokum Ptur. It ends the Sharam. Carmelis is that way also. That's what we mean to say. Da'ad yurhu da'av yikarmelis, amal mu Tvachim la'av yikarmelis. V'kihod omel ishmul Reb Yehuda, shinino, lotevi b'milil Shabbat l'amal miyud. You don't have things, Shabbos think of things more than yud. Now what did he mean? What does he mean? What is that? A most enigmatic statement. Mila de Shabbos don't go above your tefach. What's the gemeint? Lamai hilchasa. Elam they should say yoch lamai lamiyud. He meant to say you say yoch. It only goes to yud. That we know is not true. Vom Rab Chizda no atz kono b'shus hayochid. You got a shus hayochid, right? You stick a kona. What do you call a pole, a thin pole, a flag pole. It's going up. Who knows how many things, right? V'zorik v'nochal gabav. You sold something from the shoram and lands on that pole. Afilu gavo me'amu chayiv. Meaning it landed in Shayochet. I all the way up in the sky. Shayochet oila adla rakia. Shayochet zicha goes adla rakia. So when he meant till yud, he didn't mean Rosh Hashayochet. Now this is very important also because this pole, Pashtis, is a pole. Poles, generally speaking, not the ones from Poland, but poles are usually not 4x4. So you got another problem here. Where's Yahanoch al Gabi Mokim Dalidi? It's another problem. We'll get to it. Rashi says we're going to see later. Then Rosh Hashayochet, you don't need it. That's Rav Chizda Schiddush. We're going to come to that tomorrow. What? Yeah, to come to that tomorrow. That's a very important thing. That's against everything we've said in the last 4 or 5. Blot, kimat. What? Even lamalim yud. Like, this is going to get better lamalim. No, no. If kids are old, you don't need anochim mok. If shayoch and mokim. What?
Why would we
just go? Why is that? You're in the middle of the walls, in the middle of the besmadrish. It's an independent shayoch. I have to make its own shayoch. Let's take a pole in the middle of the besmadrish. Right here. Friam, I put something down on his chair. I put something down, I walk in front of the street, I put something on his chair. I mean, this chair means dalad al dalad, but take a smaller one. You'll still be chayv going to prison. That's a revolution. We, up till now, we were not saying that. We were mooching on the kishkes on the Mishnah. The yad, it's not four. What do you care? This changes a lot of things. We'll get to it tomorrow. Okay, so what did he mean, Shmuel? Who said it? Shmuel, yeah. Elo. He meant to say, Ein Rishus HaRabim L'mala Miyud. Vaita, what does he have to tell me? That's a Mishnah. Hazoyrei. Masnisani, that's not. Hazoyrei Dalet Amis Bekoisl. He's in Rishus HaRabim, right? He throws something for Amis. It lands on the Koisl. L'mala Miyud Tvachim. Again, Pashim, we're talking about a sticky thing. Kizorik ba'avir. It's like you're throwing it there, you're not chayiv. Because if it lands on the wall above yud, that's a mokum p'tur. Lemata miyud tvachim, if it hits the wall below yud tvachim, kizorik ba'aretz. That's like it landed on the ground. That's, then you're chayiv, because that's the shus haram. Correct. Okay. So the Mishnah says that above yud and shus haram. So what does Shmuel mean to say? When he said Shabbos only goes up till Yud Tvachim, he couldn't have meant Rishus HaYoch. It's not true. He couldn't have meant Rishus HaRam. That's a Mishnah. So what's the Yeger meant? Ela Carmelis. That's what he meant. He meant to say Carmelis only goes till Yud. That's what he was saying. Also, Reb Sheshes, Tofeses, Arasora. In that sense, Carmelis is like Rishus HaRabim, because as the Gemara will tell us right now, Carmelis is it's a hybrid Rishus. It's nothing really. But the rice does not exist. Midabon, they made a hybrid just called Carmelis. They gave it both coolest. They gave it an aspect of Shayochid that you need 4x4. They gave it an aspect of Sharam that it's limited by a height of 10. That's the minuses or the pluses of both of those. El Carmelis, then Carmelis Malmiyud, Akilu Borabonon. They gave Carmelis the coolest, Mikula Rishus Ayochid, Umikula Rishus Arabim. Mikula Rishus Ayochid, Dika Mokim Arbo, Hudavi Carmelis, Vilom Mokim Tur Baalmo. It has the Kula Rishus Ayochid that if it doesn't have 4x4, it's not a Carmelis, it's a Mokim Tur. But it also has the Kula Rishus Arabim, that just like Rishus Arabim only goes till 10. This also only goes to Kulish Sharam, that you talk with the Havi Carmelis. Well, you're talking, lo have you Carmelis. So meaning, if you're in a Bikkur, right, and you say you can't go, again, with Abona from Sharam to the Bikkur, that's only below Yud, above Yud. It's no worse than Sharam above Yud. It becomes more Kumptur. Goof, back to that house case, a very famous case. A lot of ramifications, a lot of different halachas. Again, you've got, a house that inside the house you don't have mechitzas yud, you have mechitzas tes, let's say, which is not enough. So it's a karmas. Now I want to carry in my house, so I want to make it a rishus hayochid. What do I have to do?
How about the outside wall of the house?
Good, but that doesn't affect the inside. Otherwise, the inside is only walls of 9.
The outside walls
don't help.
Why are they doing a bigot?
What?
The bigot has walls.
Just don't have walls.
House.
It doesn't have walls.
Doesn't
have walls in 9 Tvachim.
And the wall roof?
Yeah.
9 Tvachim 9?
Yeah. And Kirim Hashem Yud. Yeah. It's first for midgets. Okay. Now, I want to make it a Rishus HaYochid. So what do I have to do? I have to excavate. That's all. I have to dig down. If I dig down into the ground, I'm going to make my walls taller. That's all. If I dig a Tevach into the ground, I'll have a Chitz Yud. That's the way out. Says the Gemara, you don't have to dig out the whole house. Right? Al gagoy mutal tal soicho soicho im tal bel dalam. So Amar Abaye, im chok ak boy dalid al dalid v'hishlimo liyud. In the middle of the house, I dug down a tefach 4x4. Okay. Mutal taltel bekulon. And I have to be careful here. You have to be careful. In that space where you have your excavation, I understand. Because that area, the hole, if you call it, has mechitzas yud. Now, the interesting mechitzas, It's like this, the mechitza looks, if you think about it. This is 9 tefachim, then you have flat land, then you have down. So you have a mechitza that really looks like an L, not L, whatever that thing is called. Right? So when I'm standing in the excavation, I have mechitzas yud. So there I understand it's a shusayochet. But the rest of the house, it says you can carry in the whole house. How'd the rest of the house become ois karmelis? Here's your excavation right here. And I'm standing over here. I dug down over here. Here's your perfect. Here it is. From here to the roof is 9 tefachim. I dug down over here. So when I'm standing here, I'm in a place bounded by mechitzas yud. When I'm standing here, I'm in the same place I was yesterday. I'm in a place that has a mechitzas tes. How come I can carry it? Says the Gemara, that's a very important halacha. My taimo havichurei rishus hayochid. Vichurei rishus hayochid ki rishus hayochid domu. Churei rishus hayochid, a very interesting thing. I have a wall, right? I have like four walls around my rishus hayochid, correct? You really only need three, but we'll call them four, right? You got a hole in the wall. There's a hole, a chor, a small hole. What's its din? What's the din of that hole over there? That's called churei rishus hayochid. Churei rishus hayochid or rishus hayochid. It's anything that's airspace, basically, that's within your mechitzas, attached to the airspace of the shayochid, even though it doesn't have the qualifications of a shayochid. It's not 4x4, it's not 10, it's a small little space. But since its airspace is adjacent, it's connected to the airspace of the shayochid, it becomes a shusayochid. Zok the Gemara, it's an interesting thing, way of looking at it. The whole space of the house around the space of the excavation is basically like the hole in the wall. That's what it is. In other words, you've got over here a rishus hayochid.
That's your hole?
Yeah. Because that is a 4x4 bounded by 10 tefachim walls. Adjacent to it, you have this airspace, which doesn't have the qualities of an rishus hayochid, because it's only 9 tefachim tall. But if this airspace is adjacent, you can look at it like a hole in the wall. It is churei rishus hayochid. It's very interesting because
how big is churei?
You see, it can be as big as you want. You see, over there, it makes you intuitively you hear that better because there your shayochid is very big, and you got a little thing like this. Here, your shayochid is little, and your chor is tremendous. You take a room like this, take a room like this, and you put a hole in the middle 4x4. That was a 16 inch by 16 inches. In a gan sezar becomes a shayochid because the whole building here is considered the chor of this shayochid. That's why you didn't write the Gemara, Mendy. Me neither. We never thought of that one.
Because that hole is like your room.
Basically, yeah.
And then
basically,
the rest of it is just airspace around.
Adjacent airspace, the shayochid. Okay, now comes one of machloikis. It's important machloikis. See him? Where are we? That's chur shayochid. What's? Okay, where I'm sorry. I lost the place. The itmar chur shayochid shayochid domo. What's about churei rishus harabim? You got a hole in the wall on the other side. That's on the is the wall you have. Now you got the street. So that's harabim. You got a hole in a wall facing the rishus harabim. Do you do that also? And again, that should be a mokum. It's a little hole. It should be a mokum p'tur. Whatever it is, let's say below yud. It's a small thing. It should be a mokum p'tur. Karmel. Somebody's walking into the hole. On the other hand, it's airspace adjacent to rishus harabim. So do you sue the same trick? Even though it doesn't have the qualifications for Rabbim, you say it's an airspace adjacent to Sarabim. Let it become a Sarabim, just like you did on the Shayokat side. That's the Machloikas. Abai Yomek Yeshu Sarabim Domu. Just like we say, Churer Shayokhid is Shayokhid. We say Chur Sarabim is Sarabim. Rav Omek Lav Yeshu Sarabim Domu. It's not, that's all. A very simple reason, because there you don't have this cheshbon. Shus harabim, we all like rova. Shus harabim needs nicha tashmishdei, like we said before, even off to the side. You got to walk clearly through it. You can't walk through that hole. Man. That's not the place where rabim go. I'm like rova, Abai, you asked him, liddi doch. According to you, the amrit churir sarabim sarabim domu. That's basically what he's asking him. My shno. You told me before in Omud Aleph that what's Karmelis? Karen Zov is a smuchel sharab. You have the street, the guy built a house on an angle over there. That little piece over there is not Rishus HaRabim. It's Carmelis. Let it be Churei Rishus HaRab. What's it different than the Churei Rishus HaRab? You're right, people don't go there full force traffic. People don't go full force traffic, a hole in the wall either. You got this thing, Abaye, that adjacent airspace to Rishus HaRabim is Rishus HaRab. So what's the problem with the Karen Zov? It's an interesting question. I mean, V'tevik, Churei Rishus HaRabim. Says Abaye, interesting answer. Sov kosov, it's more usable to hold than there. He understood that way. It's not an easy svar. I mean, we don't hold that. I mean, he said, there, I guess he understood it, that they are talking about the Kashmir's walking through the street. The mice of people will not walk on that corner piece because it's hard to walk over there. Here, we're not Daniels us walking. Nobody walking to holes. That's what we're talking about. Because the people walking in the street use the hole. Do they put things there? That he feels they do. So it's more. It's not an easy svar. I mean, Rava seems very right over here. That corner is not easy for people to walk. Okay, Rav obviously doesn't buy that difference. And that's how we pass. Good. Back to that first case we had before. Tonight. So if it lands on the wall above Yud, again, you're standing in Rishus HaRabim. To be chayiv, it's got to land in Rishus HaRabim. If it lands on the wall, we'll see in a minute how you land on a wall, we'll see 1 second, above Yud, you're potter, because it's Zerik Ba'avri. That's Malkum Ptur, above Yud, it's Malkum Ptur. Shram doesn't go above Yud. So you're potter. Because Zerik Ba'avri, Lamatim Yud Tfochim, if you land on the wall below 10, that's Rishus HaRabim. So you went from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaRabim, you're chayiv. Kizorik Ba'oretz. V'havina, when they asked the kasha there, my Kizorik Ba'oretz, v'holo noch. It wasn't noch. What happened over here? I didn't understand what's going on over here. What's the part of the case? You're standing, like I was going to say later, you're standing 4 amos away from the wall. You throw something at the wall, you're chayif. I mean, I can, it didn't land. It's going to bounce back. It's going to hit the wall and come down. So it's less than dalat amos. Whatever lands, less than dalat amos. Anyone understood you're stalking dalat amos from the wall? So once it hits the wall and bounces back, whatever it is, it's going to bounce back. So it's landing on the ground, somewhat less than Dalet Amos, the way it started.
I was talking about a sticky date.
Right? That's the thing with Terrence. We were at the beginning. I was starting from scratch now. Well, I didn't think you were throwing sticky dates. I mean, how many people throw sticky dates? But anyway, what starts off simple? Bastards, you're throwing something. If you're throwing something, it's going to be some sort of bounce back. They understood you're 4 amos away. So any bounce back cuts your Dalet Amos. How did you chayv? Partially chayv. We're talking about a sticky date, something that can stick to the wall. And it's like a landing on the wall, not on the floor, on the wall. Which, according to Tosfos, is the face of the wall has to be either for wall. It's going to be dalad, it's not a problem. It will be dalad al dalad. And again, why is it not its own reshus? It's above 3, Pashto. It's below 3. It's above 3. Because again, you're not on a surface this way. You're not on a Tashmi Mesuyim. You're in airspace, really. You did a trick. You got away for the thing to stop in midair. That's what you did, really. It's really landing in midair, the Rishus HaRab. But you did a trick because it's sticky, so it attached itself to the wall. That's its way of landing in the Rishus HaRab. But you're really in the airspace of Rishus HaRab. You're not on the wall. If you land on top of the wall, that's a different shmuz. That will be Karmelis Mokum too. We have to figure it out because that's the Rishus. That's something we have to deal with. It's a Dova Mesuyim. On the side of a wall is nothing. It's not a place. It's just a way of being, of remaining suspended in Rishus HaRab. Oh, now, says the Gemara like this, the Isal Kedai Tochyeh, the one has a good kasha. Why did Rabbi, according to Abaye, that Churei Rishus HaRabim is Rishus HaRabim, why did he have to come up with such a funny case of a sticky date? Let it be whatever it is, it landed in the wall. Then it'll bounce back because it went through a hole in the wall. He aimed well and got into the hole in the wall. The Isal Kedai Churei Rishus HaRabim Domu, Lomli Lukwa B'Dvei L'Shmeinu, which is an odd case. Look with bitzor v'chayv. It's not about something, a stone, whatever he threw, and he got it into the hole and it landed in the hole because you claim. It's like the rabbis are good. According to me, it's very good because the hole's not going to help you. It's not sharam, but you are by claim that a chor sham sharam. So we have to go with a strange case of tveil shmeino. A simple case: he threw a ball and it went into the hole. It always happens when you play ball. It goes into the wall, and then you never want to go to the neighbor's hole, but it always goes in there. You know, so what's the problem? Zim, then sometimes he answered my baye Mishan Lashani Tsovchev is the Mehed of Osi. It's a strange, that's even a stranger case. To get the thing does go right into the hole is on you. Generally, it's not going to happen. It's going to bounce back. Even when it does, it's going to bounce back. Very hard, you know, to stand 4 hours away and throw something, go right into the hole in the wall and land and sit there. Okay, it's got to sit there without any bounce back and land mamish there. Okay, it's just a strange case. It's stranger than the Veil of Shemena. Zimnin mishanilo because the les bechor. Or sometimes they would answer, we're talking about a wall without a hole. Well, how did he get that? Mimai, midikton, let's look at what it says. Look at Reisha, Zorak, Lamai, Lamiut, Fochim, Kizarik, Va'avim. It was above Yud, right? You're telling me if it lands above Yud, it's a Mokum Ptur, right? V'isal, Kizarik, Va'avim, Lizbechor, Amai, Kizarik, why is it Zorak, Va'avim? Honok, Bechor. And that's what Shusha Yochid. Because it's not a Mokum Ptur anymore. It's above Yud. It's above Yud. It's a surface. At that point, it's a surface above Yud. And he was assuming it's a rock of Dalet al Dalet. So to Shayochit, it shouldn't be Potter. It's not Shusaram. You should be Chayy for throwing for Saram to Shayochit above Yud. Over here, Tamas is Lesbu Dalet. Now, who told you the hole at Dalet al Dalet? At a hole. Now, Dalet al Dalet is a serious hole in the wall, 4x4. That's big. That can't be. Omer Reb Yehud, Omer Reb Chiyo, Zorak Lamailim Yud Tvochit. It landed in a small hole. That's a machloikis, an interesting machloikis. In mezuzah, you have an archway like this, right? And the opening is like this. Is that chayiv in mezuzah or not? No, so statement, doch, if the opening has yud tfochim by four, that's an opening. I don't care what's above it. Question if it's less. So the Gemara says like this, if you have three off the ground by four, and you have room in the archway to dig out, to theoretically dig, hollow it out, to a back step. A basic Pesach in mezuzah is four tvachim by ten tvachim. Here you don't have that. You have three up, four before it starts curving in. But you have thickness in the archway that I could theoretically hollow it out to make it 4x10. Remeya has one of these interesting halachas called choikikin lahashlim. I dig it out to supply what I need. In other words, I can see it as if it's hollowed out. We don't hold that way. Zog digim of Reb Chisda, if you throw something and it lands above you in a wall where there's no dalet al dalet, Remeya says choikikin lahashlim. I can theoretically dig out that hole. And just like there, I see this small opening, 3x4, as 10x4, because there is room to hollow it out. So too, in the hole in the wall, if it has a beginning of an opening, I can see it as 4x4 if there's room to dig it out. So there, and we hold Zog Rashi Stam Mishnah is like Rav Meir. So therefore, if this wall had any hole in it, it would halachically would be seen as a 4x4 hole. So then if above you, it would be Rishus HaYochid. So Zoyrek to the top wouldn't be Potter, would be Chayiv, not for Avora, but for Hitzor, for going from Sharam to HaYochid. Must be we're talking in a wall without a hole. That's how we knew it was talking in a wall without a hole. Mela below you is also a wall without a hole. So how could you be Chayiv? Must be at a sticky date. Elav Shmamina, because let's be Chor Shmamina. That was easier said than done. This is a very complicated answer we just said there, but just for a simple way.